Savior. It was to destroy death and to give us the promise of everlasting life. And so that's why we gather today, to celebrate that. Everything that you need for the funeral service will take place. You'll be finding it here in the pink bulletin. Hopefully, those of you who came in received one of those. And also, you're going to need the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you, and that's where you're going to find the words to the hymns. We will begin our service now with our first hymn, which is Amazing Grace. It's number 744. Congregation may be seated. Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Janus was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word.
The Old Testament reading for this day comes from Isaiah chapter 41. But you, O Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest corners, saying to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish. You shall seek those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading comes from Revelation, the 7th chapter. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come? I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the verse.
Alleluia! Alleluia! Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. Our Holy Gospel reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6, beginning with verse 25. Jesus said, Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Now we join together in speaking the words of our faith, the words that Janice shared with us many times here at Trinity. We'll confess together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This time I'd like to invite most of the congregation to be seated. I'm going to invite the ladies to continue standing up here in the front. It's our tradition here at Trinity Lutheran Church that when one of the members of Our Lady's Aid passes away, the remaining members, in honor of her service, will stand and we sing together, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I'm not going to make the ladies sing all by themselves. We're all going to sing together, but they're going to remain standing as we sing hymn number 770. are gathered here today to remember her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end. Especially to you, Deborah and Crystal, Rodney, Sandra, Janice's beloved children, also her grandchildren and great-grandchildren too. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It seems like kind of a strange thing for us to be here today. You know, gathered the way we are with the sanctuary looking as beautiful as it does. We're obviously still surrounded with all of the Christmas decorations. We've got the trees, we've got the lights, we've got the poinsettias, we've got all the candles on the Advent wreath lit up here. Today is December 29th, which makes today the fifth day of Christmas. And normally walking in here on a day like today and seeing all of this Christmas beauty, normally that would give us nothing but a sense of joy and peace. We understand what Christmas is all about. The true meaning of Christmas for us believers is that the holy child that was born in Bethlehem was born to be our Savior. And that, of course, fills us with joy, no matter what. But today, not only do you walk in here and see Christmas, but you also see a casket right up here in the front. And it's hard. It's hard to keep Christmas spirit alive when death is kind of staring at you right in the face. And this isn't just a problem for today. I know, especially for those of you in Janice's family, this whole month of December has just been kind of off. Just been kind of strange. Janice's health was declining rapidly. I know a few of you had made the prediction a couple weeks ago that she probably wouldn't make it until Christmas Day. And you're right. The Lord decided in His wisdom that He was going to give Janice her Christmas gift a little bit early this year. Just a couple days early, welcoming her into heaven, into eternal joy and peace, and removing her from all of the problems that she was facing in this world, especially toward the end of her earthly life. All of that confusion and that forgetfulness, all of it is behind her now. She's herself again. Actually, an even greater version of herself, without any sort of suffering or sin of any kind. And that is exactly why Christmas matters. It's not just about shepherds and angels and a manger. It's really about God fulfilling His promise to fix the problems that sin and death cause in this world by sending His Son. About giving us real hope in the one who was born, the Lord of life and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, as I think back on the years that I got to know Janice, which would be these last 9 years since I've been blessed to serve as the pastor here at Trinity in Hoyleton, something that I noticed about her is that she always seemed to me like she was in a pretty good mood. Like, when she would come here to church, or if I would see her kind of out and about around the village, you know, to me, it seemed like she was just always smiling, always pleasant, always thankful for this life that God had given to her. And obviously, I realized that she, and just like everybody else, she didn't have every single day with a smile on her face. But just from my own limited perspective, and Janice, I saw somebody who really stayed positive no matter what was going on in her life. I mean, the most she would ever do to kind of display any displeasure would be like, she would maybe shake her head and say, "Oh, lands." And I think that's probably the only person I've ever known who uses that phrase regularly. "Oh, lands." She had such a strong faith in her Lord. That's something that was such a major part of her life ever since growing up as a little girl at Bethlehem Lutheran in Farron. And of course, she and Bob made sure that church was such a regular part of her family's life all throughout those years of raising the kids. "Mom and Dad gave us church." That's what I heard Sandra say the other day. And obviously that's the most important thing. That's the thing that makes the biggest difference for Janice or really for anybody. And secondary to that, another reason why Janice seemed to enjoy her life so much is because she was constantly surrounded with some of the greatest people in the entire world. This whole family coming together from miles around at such a busy time of the year is just one small example of that. And on top of this amazing family, Janice also had some wonderful friends. What I personally noticed over the years is that it just never seemed like she wanted to keep to herself. She was constantly putting herself out there, volunteering her time. Obviously, we see the results of the work she's done with the Ladies' Aid. But also, not just here at church, but all around the community too. You know, the time she spent with the Community Club and the Lions Club and Home Extension. She showed her love by being present in all these other people's lives. And I am never going to forget how this community returned that favor to her. When her mental health started to decline, when she started to become forgetful, and everything was harder for her than it used to be, it was really amazing to see how all of Hoyleton was looking out for her. How they rallied around her, checking up on her, bringing her to church, making sure that she had everything that she needed. It was heartwarming to see that Janice was never alone, and that God was giving her the support that she needed through the family and the friends that he put in her life. On the top of the first page of your bulletin today, we have printed there the confirmation verse that was given to Janice back when she was a member of the class of 1952 at Bethlehem in Farron. And we also heard that as part of our Old Testament reading that our vicar read for us a few moments ago. It's from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. What I love about that verse is the amazing promise that God makes to his people in this verse. People who trusted in him, like Janice trusted in him. People who worked hard, like Janice worked hard. People who struggled with earthly troubles at times, just like Janice did. God says very clearly to people like that right here, "Fear not, for I am with you." He says, "I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you." In other words, we don't face this world alone. Janice didn't face this world alone. God provides everything and everyone that we need in order to navigate life in this vale of tears. And it's just so comforting for us today to reflect on the many ways that this specific confirmation verse became reality for Janice all throughout her life, through so many experiences that she had, which she couldn't have even dreamed of back when she was getting confirmed in 1952. But God was preparing for her a life where she would be constantly leaning on him in good times and also in not so good times too. Today we also had an opportunity to recite another one of Janice's favorite passages from the 23rd Psalm. And as you know, the first verse of that psalm says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want." What an amazing thing to say. What an amazing thing for us to say, especially during a Christmas season that maybe doesn't feel as Christmassy as it usually does. You know, it'd be so easy for us today to just focus on what we want, on what we're lacking. For the last month, I mean, that just seems to be all anybody has ever asked, right? I mean, what do you want for Christmas? And even now, in these days just after Christmas, people say what? They say, "Did you get everything that you wanted?" Janice wasn't worried about anything like that. She had everything that she needed in her Lord and in the people that her Lord gave to her. And right now, as we speak, all of in heaven. But what about us? What about those of us who are still here? I would imagine that for a few of you, if you could really have what you want for Christmas, it would be to have everybody together again. Because the want doesn't necessarily come from what may or may not have been underneath the Christmas tree. The want comes from who's missing at the table, at your side, in your life. But you know what? God is looking forward to everybody being together again, too. I mean, that's why he sent his son Jesus to be born for you. As different as this Christmas has been for your family, our Lord has not forgotten about you this year. Jesus was born to fulfill the promise that God made in Isaiah chapter 41 to always be with us. That's actually who our Emmanuel is. Emmanuel means God with us. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us, even though our loved ones pass away. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know that death has been destroyed. We know that the doorway to heaven is open and everything will one day be restored. God wants his whole family to be back together for Christmas too. All of his faithful people from all times will eventually be reunited in the new creation, worshiping the Lamb and singing his praises at the table that he has prepared for us, a Christmas feast that lasts forever, where the name Emmanuel takes on a whole new meaning, because not only will Jesus be sitting with us at the table, but he will be the host, and we will be his guests of honor. And this is why we can have Christmas joy, even today. And this is why we will, in just a few minutes, sing a Christmas carol together today. We're going to sing Silent Night. We're going to sing Glory Stream from Heaven Afar. Heavenly Hosts Sing Alleluia. And today, and from now on, whenever you sing that Christmas carol, you know that Janice is a part of those heavenly hosts singing those praises too. So we give thanks to God. He has restored our hope. He has restored our Christmas joy. He's the one who makes it possible for all of us in faith to truly sleep in heavenly peace. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Sing together our next hymn, Be Still My Soul. It's number 752.
chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Janus and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church they may have strength to meet the days ahead, in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Janus and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace, in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our closing hymn is the Christmas Carol, Silent Night, number 363.